Kia ora, kua te reano mate ariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Greens co-leader Marama Davidson says National and ACT are using Māori as a political football in a deliberate strategy to suppress the vote. She says calls to abolish Treaty of Waitangi principles, Māori electorates and Māori wards are nonsensical, but they could have the effect of encouraging opposing voters to shrug their shoulders and say politics is irrelevant to them. It's important the power to vote isn't taken away by apathy.
When you don't engage, unfortunately, that protects the status quo of the racism that we are seeing from National and ACT, and that they want to protect wealth being held in the hands of a few, whereas the Greens want to make sure that everyone has what they need to live a good life.
Marama Davidson says a non-vote by people who think the election is irrelevant to them means less chance for the Green Party solutions to inequality, climate change, the environment and the loss of Māori land. KiwiBank wants to make it easier for Māori small and medium-sized businesses, including startups, to borrow. Its head of Māori advisory, Te Aho Pihama, says a 2018 report by the Reserve Bank identified growth in the Māori economy was held back by access to capital. He says banks like to use residential property to secure lending rather than personal guarantees, but the Māori home ownership rate is relatively low.
Recognising that those Māori businesses are in that startup, that SME space, wanted to remove that as a barrier for them accessing business lending. So now, rather than it being a prerequisite to the loan, it now just impacts the interest rate rather than the approval.
Te Aho Pihama says KiwiBank hopes the changes will remove barriers to self-employment and growing Māori businesses, so whānau aspirations to home ownership, business growth or increased household income can be achieved. Former manager of Māori engagement at New Zealand Trade and Enterprises says the emergence of Māori fashion is part of an international movement to bring indigeneity to the fore. New Zealand Fashion Week opened yesterday with a Kitty Nathan showcase, the first Māori designer to open the festival in its 22-year history. Dale Stevens says the NZTE has supported Miss Nathan for many years to take international opportunities that will benefit Māori fashion.
So it's really gratifying to see this coming through, because this is an extension of who we are as a people, about our culture and what we bring for the country. We've got a culture here that has been subservient for many years to what has become the norm of society, and there are many ways that we can bring that back to the fore, and this opportunity through fashion is one of those great opportunities.
More Māori designers will take the catwalk tomorrow in the Miro Mora showcase. And that is your Wātea English News for this afternoon.